Identity theft and credit card scam in Philadelphia. FBI Special Agent Dan Mulvihill says two agencies joined forces.
Three ongoing FBI investigations at that time. We further looked into it. We had contacts at the U.S. Secret Service, and through our close relationship with them, we realized that they also had multiple investigations going on with the same individuals being involved.
Mulvihill says they found fake driver's licenses and credit cards.
Check cashing portion of the scheme is usually where they'd walk into the bank and they'd have a backup piece of information. They might have a credit card with the victim name on it, but no information actually on programmed into the card. That was the advanced scheme of this investigation.
The thieves use these cards to buy lots of stuff, and Mulvihill says they sometimes reprogram their own credit cards with victims' information.
Unless someone actually looked at the sales receipt to see where that card came back to, it looked like a normal sale, and they were using their own ID at that time.
Totals $2 million and 2,000 credit cards. Convicted subjects were sentenced to prison in order to pay back the banks. I'm Neil Schiff of the Bureau, and that's the FBI's closed case of the week.